The urgency of stopping the publication of the 2024 matric results in the media came under the spotlight in the Pretoria High Court on Tuesday. The Department of Education argues there is no urgency for the application brought by the information regulator in its bid to halt the publishing of matric results in newspapers. The regulator is seeking an interdict against the release of the results in the media, citing concerns about the violation of matriculants' right to privacy. In 2022, Judge Anthony Miller ruled that publishing the results was in the public interest, saying the use of examination numbers in place of names of students offered adequate protection for the privacy of matriculants. The department says the urgency is self-manufactured.
There is a clear link between what was authorized by a court order by Judge Miller in January 2022 and today's proceedings. Today, the information regulator, after more than three matric examination rounds, were published. Because remember, in January 2022, what was published was the matric 2021 results. Then, in January 2023, there was another publication of the 2022 results. And then in January 2024, there was a third publication of the results of the matric examination in 2023. So, under colour of the court order of your brother Miller, that which the information regulator today seeks to interdict was authorized by Miller. The very same conduct, there's no difference. It is the same conduct, publishing the examination numbers together with the results. Now my learned friend says, no, wait a minute. Let's be selective with the facts that we look at. Let us only look at what happened now in December. We issued an enforcement notice. They tried to appeal, and then they made a media statement, and that triggered the urgent application. But that is an opportunistic and a selective approach to the facts. You have to look at all the facts, because this situation, the situation that arose December last year and this week, that situation was manufactured, it was created by the information regulator. They knew what order was made by Millard J in January 2022. They were cited as a party to that application. It took them a year to make an assessment of the legal situation, because they had all the facts. They had all the facts. They knew what was going on. So they started in January, after January 23, they started with an assessment. It took them a year. And in November 2023, they provide us with a draft report. We replied to that, and it was given to us in November, just before the Christmas holidays, but on the 31st of January 2024, the Director General of the Department replied to their draft report. Now, from 31 January 2024 until the letter of 6 November 2024, nearly 10 months later, they don't tell us what happened, what they did. They simply took 10 months with no explanation. Then they issue an enforcement notice, and they issue it again just before Christmas and the traditional holidays. Now, we say that if you look at this totality of facts, then there is no urgency in the matter. They have created this urgency themselves by sitting back and ignoring the court order of Miller
as if that court order is not binding upon them.
The results are set to be published on January 13th. A ruling is expected to be made on Wednesday morning. Reporting 4 Times Live, I am Demi Buzo.